This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access radio station. And I'm Lynn Trafford presenting Rotary Wheels on behalf of the Rotary Club of Ahuriri Sunrise in Napier. This program is kindly sponsored by Glen's Pharmacy in Taradale. Do you need a passport photo or photo ID? Glen's Pharmacy staff will get your photo right first time. No second visit required because your photo has been declined. Electronically or digitally, your photo will meet your requirements. Visit Glen's Pharmacy, Taradale. With me in the studio today is fellow Rotarian Jane Hamilton, who for the 2023-2024 Rotary year is president of the Rotary Club of Waipukarau in Central Hawke's Bay. You get to know a whole lot about Rotary when you take on the role of president, which each of us does for various personal reasons and at a time that fits into our family and business lives. We take on the role in the hope of making worthy contributions to our clubs and to Rotary. Let's meet Jane Hamilton from Waipukarau and find out why she joined Rotary and what Rotary has contributed to her local community. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you in the studio today. So right up front, when did you join Rotary and why, please, Jane?
I joined Rotary about 12 years ago.
Yes.
Simply because I wanted to give back to the community with an organisation that was doing work around that I had admired looking from the outside in.
And you knew a little bit about Rotary and some of our local Rotarians, didn't you?
Oh, I've got a lot of my friends who were Rotarians at the time, and they were the ones who encouraged me to join. It was an easy decision really because of the people that I knew and the work that I could see that was being done in our community.
Rotary is also a very good networking opportunity. Was it like that for you as well?
Well, I'm a real estate agent, so yes, any opportunity to meet people and, you know, fill gaps in who you know and what, you know. And that side of it was absolutely, was paramount in a lot of ways. And
it has
done that for me.
Has it? Mm. That's what we hope, isn't it? We all hope that is a nice little plus for us on the side. All right, I was going to ask you why Pukarau Rotary Club, but you've lived in that area for zonks, haven't you?
Yeah, I've lived there for about 45 years, and that's where home is. And I'm lucky, very lucky, because all my children are living there now. They've all come back.
That's special.
Yeah. Yep, they've all come back, so I can't see myself leaving now.
No, you're stuck there, aren't you? You're stuck there.
I think once you live in a community like the size of Central Hawke's Bay, it gets ingrained in you that, you just enjoy the smallness and the uniqueness of a small community.
And the comfortableness as well, isn't it? It's comfortable.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your first meeting. I want to take you right back 12 years ago. Do you remember that first meeting? How did you feel?
Absolutely. And I think it was an easy meeting for me purely because of the people that I knew, but also I was really made to feel extremely welcome. There was no pressure. There was no point during the night that I thought, oh God, why am I here? Is this really what I want to do? I came away with the feeling of this is my opportunity to give back to the community, and this is a group that I can see myself fitting into very well and working well with.
And with some people, when you're new, you usually go to Rotary two or three times and kind of work all that out in your head. Didn't happen like that for you, did it?
Well, I'd had an involvement with Rotary in years before, so it was really just putting myself as the member rather than my ex-husband.
Yes, so you joined your local Rotary Club. I want to talk about an event that was one of the first events that you participated in. Now, you call it Sea, Sky and Bush Walk. What is a sea, sky and bush walk?
The Waipukurau Rotary Club started this many, many years ago as a fundraising exercise. So it was a three-day walk where you literally had the opportunity to be at the beach, be in the ranges and walking across farmland. So it was everybody stayed at the Pukiura Estate in Waipukurau and basically was bussed off to do their walks each day. So we had to supply breakfast and dinner and their lunches as well, which was outsourced by other community groups, really.
It sounds wonderful to me.
It was fabulous. And it was
sadly, we don't do this anymore. It's been usurped by something or other else, we will get to in a minute. But sounds wonderful.
Well, it was a really good opportunity to meet a lot of very different people, but also to be, like, we had to entertain them at night and, looking after them was a huge exercise, but very, very worthwhile.
And I'm presuming that some of these people came from outside of Central Hawke's Bay, especially to do this.
All over New Zealand they came for. It was renowned and people came back year after year because we would change the walk to different beaches, different areas of the bush.
I think that sounds just glorious. And you did this event as a club for a number of years.
Absolutely.
And then it had done its
To be perfectly honest, it got to the point with health and safety that it became too dangerous for us to do it. So it was then looking for something else to take its place.
Okay, so other projects had happened in the 12 years. Charity auctions?
Yeah, we've done a lot of, auctions of, like, if farmers have sold their farms, we've, come in and done, an auction for all the plant and things which they haven't needed. And that's been a very good,
That would be a good earner, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very, very good earner.
Wow. Yeah. I like
and
that.
Everybody just gets involved with, various jobs. We've got auctioneers in our club and, so it's a real club effort, for those.
All right, you told me also that you participated as a club in RILA. What is RILA and how do you choose your young person?
So RILA is identified for the 18 to 30-year-olds. We undertake to send somebody each year, if humanly possible. Obviously, because of COVID, that was very, very different. But we are back into the swing of it now. We do a program called the Young Employee of the Year, which is in conjunction with the Central Hawke's Bay District Council. And the winners, so two of our winners from this year's competition are going to RILA.
So what is RILA?
RILA is an opportunity for young people to meet, to get, to extend their leadership skills and basically putting them in a position where they're meeting other young people. And the young girl that went 2 years ago, I couldn't believe when she came back how she had grown, and the benefit of this program for her was second to none. Like, she left as a very quiet young woman and came back with the confidence that she's just, in her job, she is now going from strength to strength.
It's amazing, isn't it? They go away just for a week. And you're quite right. When they come back, they're ready to take on the world. It's a jolly good thing.
It's letting them grow in ways which they probably hadn't really thought that they were going to be able to do.
Quite right. So, over the 12 years that you have been a member of Waipukurau Club, you've been on most, if not all, the committees during that time?
Yeah, they're pretty good with our club at spreading everybody so that you get to try or get to be on all committees. And they all have their unique thing which they're responsible for. I haven't done the secretary's job or any of those. Those jobs seem to continue with the same people through our treasurer's been the treasurer for a number of years, which is those jobs are. Yep. But I have been on most of our committees.
What kinds of committees do you have at your club?
We have the community and arboretum, which is looking after community projects.
Yes.
We have the International Committee, and we have the youth
Youth
Committee.
Right, so those are your main ones. So it's quite good. If you've been on all those community, international youth, you get a pretty good idea of what Rotary's all about, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why we do that, of course, and we swing people all around so they get a wee try of everything. You told me off air that your club likes to concentrate a little bit on youth.
The young people are the ones that, I mean, let's face it, they are the future.
They are.
So anything that we can be doing to help youth, we do. If a young person comes to us that's involved with a sport or a school activity that they need to raise money to go away on courses, etc., we're very, very keen to help them to achieve that. So youth was probably the area that we concentrate a lot on.
So you're helping them with course costs, such as travel
Just enabling them to do something that is, taking them out of the district to go and, participate in an event.
It can be anything. Yeah, it's a good thing, isn't it? Yes, because often it's so expensive these days, and if mum and dad have got two or three children and they all want to go away and do something like this, it can be pretty much a cost.
With the cost of living crisis, I think as well, that, you know, there are a lot more young people that now will approach us to see whether we can help, even if it is a couple of $100. It's a couple of $100 that mum and dad are not having to put.
Exactly.
Pull out
times
of their
maybe
pocket.
Two or three.
Absolutely. Right.
There comes a time when something happens, we get tapped on the shoulder or whatever, and somebody comes along and says, it's your turn to be president. Your president-elect year was 2022-2023. Now, I have to say again to people that are listening that our Rotary year swings across the middle of the year. So we start on the 1st of July and we finish on the 30th of June. And thus it was for you for your president-elect year. Who asked you and why did you say yes?
I'd been asked for a number of years if I would consider coming in as president. And at that stage, I was managing I worked for property brokers in Waipokarau and I was managing the office at that time. And I just didn't have the time to commit to
timing's everything, isn't it, really, with these things?
Absolutely.
All right. So you said yes.
Yeah, well, I relinquished the role of managing the office, and so the minute I did that, of course, the memories clicked in that, Jane said she'd do it when she wasn't managing the office, so it must be at the right time for us to approach her. My daughter works with me in our business, so having Molly on board as well just meant that she was happy for me to take on the role, and then for me to be able to give the time that was needed.
Okay. All right. We're always looking for the next president, aren't we, really?
Oh, that job I don't think ever leaves. Thank you. Right now, we've got a fabulous incoming vice president currently. But we're always looking to the future. I've got a couple of people that I think would be great coming in after that. So, yeah, that role never ends.
It doesn't. And then somebody gets shifted for business purposes the person you think is just all tied up for next year is gone. It's ongoing.
Absolutely.
It is ongoing. Why did you say yes? Other than the fact that the timing was right for you, underlying all that, you still could have said, not really me. Why say yes?
Oh, I think because I am an outgoing person, and because of what I do for a job, I think I am a community person, and I just really wanted to give back. Rotary had given me a lot in the last 12 years, and I just thought here's an opportunity for me to take the reins and help the club to going forward.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of good has come for me from Rotary, and I think that we should all give back at some point. So my time is now for me to give back.
Excellent, excellent. In your president-elect year, COVID had an impact on your learning, didn't you?
I couldn't attend any of the workshops in setting up to come in as president. So everything that we did at that point was all online. Our Rotary meetings were all Zoom meetings, and it was really important at that time that we could have that, but you did miss that face-to-face contact with people.
Face-to-face learning is so much easier, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And I was fortunate to have all that. Mm. And if ever you get that opportunity, even when you're a past president, pop along and have a look, because it's so worthy. It's
absolutely
really, really good. And you meet friends for life, which is the best bit. Also, during our president-elect year, we have to set a wee few goals. What sorts of goals did you set?
Well, one of my goals was just keeping the club, because we've got a wonderful, friendly, easy atmosphere within our club, and it's a fun place to be. So I wanted to continue that. I'm also very keen to encourage more women to join Rotary. We've only got 3 women members at the moment. But it's, yes, just continuing to follow on the footsteps from the president before me to maintain the good camaraderie and ethic of what we do within our Rotary Club.
So important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And we never, ever, ever want those things to get lost in the soup. All right, it comes time for your presidential year, 2023-2024. So the 1st of July 2023, you're it, aren't you? And as at the time of recording, you've been in your role for about 6 months. I want to talk about some of the projects that you do down there in Waipukurau that we do not do in Hastings or Napier. And one of those things that I really love is the Forest of Memories. What is the Forest of Memories, please, Jane?
So the Forest of Memories is a park which we have. We purchased the land good 30 plus years ago. And when people pass away, families can buy an area of the forest where they can put a plaque. They can put some of the ashes there. And basically we have this beautiful, beautiful walk through, and the trees now, being 30 years old, are huge. So you've got the most beautiful walk with streams running through it. There's all sorts of tracks and paths, and yeah, it's a very, very tranquil, beautiful place to be.
Any kind of tree, or are they all natives?
No, most of them are specimen trees, although you can plant a camellia, you can plant a rhododendron. There's a beautiful area with redwoods, and yeah, it's a stunning place, beautiful in the autumn, obviously, with its colours.
Yes.
But that's an ongoing project for us. We have just opened up a new path. So the views are down over Waipukurau from the top of the Pukeora Hill.
Where is it? Can you describe geographically where this is?
So it's just a little bit south of the Waipukurau township, and the Pukeora estate has got a winery, and it's the old sanitarium that was built for the TB patients going back to when TB was obviously a big issue with New Zealand. So it's, just a 5 minutes south of Waipukurau, and it's just, the most beautiful place to be.
Sounds wonderful, and I've never been there, so it's on my list now. It's on my list to come, and I know where to find the perfect guide for when I come down there. I want to also talk about Trek. Trek 2023 was to be the first year of Trek, and because of the cyclone, it was cancelled. So the first year is now going to be 2024. What is Trek?
It's a four-wheel drive Trek, so you need to have a four-wheel drive vehicle to participate. And we are driving across country from Omākere to Porongahau. At the end, when we get to Porongahau, there will be a barbecue in the evening, and it will be stunning, because it's basically a coastal drive. So you're going across people's farmland. So you'll see out to the coast, and lunch will be provided on the way. It will be a fabulous day. And then, ending up at Porongahau.
This is a whole day.
A whole day.
It takes all day.
Yep.
I think I read online that scrutineering was something like half past 7 in the morning or whatever. Oh my goodness. So it really is all day. By the time they get to the beach for their barbecue, they're going to be really hungry, even though they've had lunch, aren't they? So this is a fundraiser?
Yes, yes, it is a fundraiser. We basically like to do an event like this annually so that we can top up the coffers so that when these young people or other community organisations need money, we've got money sitting in the bank ready to go.
So it's really just for general purposes, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not for something very specific.
No, it's just for general purposes.
And we hope that 2024 being the first one will be such a success that, like the bush sees, that this will last for a long, long time.
Oh, absolutely. If this is successful, I can see it going on for years to come.
Yeah, and again, you've managed to come up with something that's very Waipukurau. Right, this would not work at Ahuriri Sunrise. I know that up and down over the hill wouldn't be quite the same, I don't think. I want to also talk about the Tuki Tuki Trail. What is the Tuki Tuki Trail?
So these are the cycle tracks which have been built on the edge of the river in Waipukurau. We had a substantial amount of damage done to this area during Cyclone Gabrielle. We had a bridge across the river so that you could do the loop from Waipukurau to Waipawa and back. So very, very sad to see our bridge washed away. It is going to be rebuilt. We hope not too far away. But so we maintain the tracks, the limestone tracks, depending on what grade of rider, but basically anybody can ride them. They are.
There will be something there for
absolutely
for everyone's skill level. The other thing I want to talk about is the Young Employee of the Year. Now, other clubs do this, maybe in slightly different guises, but how do you do it?
Well, the Young Employee is an employer identifying one of their staff that they believe excels in the role that they are doing in their work. Last year we joined forces with the Central Hawke's Bay District Council. So we do this in conjunction with them, which is the most, it's a fabulous, thing. This is the first time I've been a judge this year, and I would have to say that it was, one of the most rewarding 2 days of my year to date, meeting these young people, seeing how they excel in their roles, seeing that we can, as a Rotarian, that we can help them, like two of our winners this year, or the runner-up and the winner, they are the ones going to Ryla.
Yes.
So we can see that they are going to benefit going forward from sending them there in their leaderships.
That's what they're
going to gain in their leadership skills.
Sitting alongside of that is something that I hadn't heard of before, and this is the Youth Friendly Employer Award. Now, you do this at the same time.
Yep, absolutely.
And this are you rewarding?
Well, this is the first year that we've done that, and we're basically rewarding the employer who goes out of their way to help the young people. So the worker is the person who nominates their employer, and this year the winner was Stevenson and Taylor, Robbie Smith from Waipukurau, and it was just the lengths that Stevenson and Taylor go to help their employees. So it was just lovely to read the nominations from the workers as to what they think of their bosses and how much they obviously enjoy working for the respective companies.
So important, isn't it?
Oh,
absolutely. To get that buy-in.
Yep.
So important. Thank you, Jane Hamilton, President of the Rotary Club of Waipukurau for the 2023-2024 Rotary Year. Thank you for being my guest on Rotary Wheels. And we also thank you for your term in office as Club President, and we wish you all the best for the rest of your Rotary Year. There is much to be found online about the Rotary Club of Waipukurau. Should you live in Central Hawke's Bay and are considering contributing to your local community, hit Google to see what is happening at Rotary. We have 11 clubs in the Greater Hawke's Bay region, one in Wairau, 5 in Napier, 4 in Hastings and 1 in Waipukurau. There is much to be found online about Rotary in New Zealand and on the international stage. Please join me every Monday morning at about 9:30 to meet another interesting Rotarian from around the bay. I'm Lynn Traffic.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.